Let us see what there seems to be. Shri Ram, Shri Ram. February 20th. Epistles of Swami Shivananda. Epistles means letter. What is divine life? To shed the animal in man and to sublimate the human in him to the divine. To express the sublimation in his daily life, in his holy life, in thought, word and deed, that is divine life. To pray, to do japa, repetition of God's name, to sing his glory, to do kirtan, chanting, to meditate on the Lord is divine life. Treat all kinds of work, domestic, official, etc., as service of God. Surrender all your actions and their fruits to the Lord. Give up agency. Give up agency means I do this thing. So that we have to do it. Give up agency. Feel your instrument in the hands of the Lord. Actions will not bind you. Your heart will purify. The grace and light of God will descend on you. That is the way to specialize all your actions. See God in all beings, in all things. See the world as a manifestation of God. It is not necessary to abandon the world in order to have a vision of God, because the world itself is a manifestation of God. Listen, wake up now. Develop dispassion. Do sadhana, spiritual practice. Beware of the senses. Become desireless. Understand life. Life, live divinely. Seek good company. Fear not. Waste not time. Depend on God. Spiritual discipline is the key to God realizations. Discipline the body and the senses and the mind. May you attain God realization now and here. Be regular in keeping your spiritual diary. Spiritual progress will be greatly quickened. Kindly be regular in sending me a copy of your diary at the end of each month. So you know what is a diary? Spiritual diary. Gurudev has 26 columns in a spiritual diary. Spiritual diary is a mirror. If every day you fill it, it is like a mirror. It shows you what progress you have made in the spiritual path. First is it. At what time do you get up in the bed? At what time do you go to bed? And how much time that you spend in doing physical exercise? How much time you devoted in doing asana? And how much time you devoted in singing kirtan? What religious texts you are reading? And how much time spent in meditation? And how many number of malas japa you did? And what indriya is troubling you? What remedy you are making? So like this, there are 26 special items. You have to fill every day, each day, the spiritual diary. So people used to fill that diary and send it to a holy master. And Gurudev used to give a reply to this, going through. So even now, some people are maintaining. See, to maintain a spiritual diary itself is a great sadhana. And what qualities you are trying to cultivate, what evil qualities you are trying to eradicate. So all these are there in that. Understand life, live divinely, seek good company, fear not, waste not time, depend upon God. Spiritual discipline is the key to God realization. Discipline the body and the senses and the mind. May you attain God realization now and here. Be regular in keeping your spiritual diary. Spiritual progress will be greatly quickened. Kindly be regular in sending me a copy of your diary at the end of each month for review and further instructions. I am immensely pleased to note your regularity in sadhana. Go to bed early at 10 p.m. and get up early, 4 a.m. Get up early in the morning. Understand life's supreme purpose. Seek the eternal. Realize the underlying essence. Have intense thirst for liberation. Die to live. Discipline the mind. Have self-control. Gurudev always used to tell us a wonderful story. See, there was a great, a legendary king. His name was Vikramaditya. He was from South India. So he ruled a very empire called Vijayanagara. But the king was very kind, very compassionate. He considered all his subjects as his own children. So to benefit them, he built several almshouses and resting place. And also he planted number of fruit trees all along the road, so that in summer, very people, in those days there were no cars. Either people used to walk or go on a bullock car. That was the thing. So that the people can walk in the shade. And he dug up tanks for animals and for men also to get sweet water, drinking water. And also hospitals for animals. And those were the days, they did not have courts like the Supreme Court or High Court. There was no such court. King himself was a court. Because every day he used to have a darbar. Darbar means all people, they come and attend the darbar. And every day he allotted just 2 hours to listen to people's grievances. They used to come and appeal to him. And then he would, with the help of ministers, he would redress, help them. So that was going on. One day when he was having, he opened the door, and suddenly there came a Yaksha. Yaksha means a super human being, not from this world, from different sphere altogether. So he came, straight away he walked, and climbed the pulpit, the dais. Then from the bag, he pulled out 3 skulls, dead skulls, and placed it in alignment on the table, then addressed the king. Your Majesty, I hear you have wonderful ministers in your court. Can any one of them say which is the best of the 3 skulls? So they were taken aback. How come they give an answer to that? Because they can't put any question to the skull, it will not answer. But they were able to keep him silent. And the king saw the situation. In order to give them some time, he said, you please come tomorrow at the same hour. So the yaksha disappeared with all the skulls. Next day when the court reopened, he was there at the same time with the 3 skulls. But all the ministers, all officers were keeping quiet, so they could not find any answer to that. And then one of the court in charge, he came and announced, because a lot of people used to come, they used to sit in a public gallery to witness this. So anyone can come and answer these questions. And suddenly there was a ruffle, a little noise in the public gallery. A very old person, so he came with his walking stick. Great difficulty, he came down, so went to the court, paid his obeisance to the king. He said, Your Majesty, I will answer this. King was very happy. At least there was one person in his kingdom to answer this. So this person went, climbed the dais, and asked the yaksha to give the skull one by one. So when he gave one skull, this elderly person has got a rod with him. He put the rod through 1 ear. The rod came out to the other ear. And he said, hey, useless, he tossed it aside. The second one, when he inserted the rod through 1 ear, it came through the mouth. Held it for a while, he said, useless. Third one, he took it. When he put the rod, it bent straight down. Yeah, and he said, this is the best of the 3 skulls. And he accepted, yes, you are right. And he went away. And after that, all the ministers swarmed around this old man. Say, how did you convince him? How did you give a reply? He accepted your verdict and left. And then he explained. See, when I inserted the rod through the first skull, the rod came out through the other ear. It means this fellow listen to the good things through one ear and left by the other ear. So no use. And the second one, though he did not use it for himself, he became a chatterbox like me, to go and tell the people. Never applied for himself. So it's also useless, because he only told others, but never practiced. But the third one, whatever good he listened, treasure it in his heart and apply it in his daily life and benefit it out of it. So Gurudev insisted that all of us should become like a third skill of an action. So not only listen but also practice. And Gurudev said an ounce of practice is better than tons of theories. When you are hungry, too hungry, you bring a recipe book and read. By reading the recipe book, it will not fill your stomach. So you have to cook and eat it.